Well, I want to say, first of all, hello to all of our partner churches that are joining us for the Pack Your Bag series. We can't thank you enough, and I hope this has been really helpful for you. If you're new here, whether you're at North Point or any one of our churches, my name is Clay. That's still my name, whether you're new or not, but that is my name. And next week, I don't want you to miss next week, because part four of Pack Your Bags, you're going to experience a little bit something different than today. See, normally I'm not the normal communicator. We have a guy named Andy Stanley who normally gives most of the messages. And here's the good news is that if you like today, you're going to love next week, okay? Because Andy's phenomenal and I've already seen what he's going to talk about next week. And it honestly is can't miss. And the other good news is that if you don't like today, good news, next week Andy's going to be communicating. So either way, you're in for a treat. So this is going to work out great for all of us. So I am excited about the series. I love this idea. What we're talking about in the series is that all of us are headed into a season. Some of us know what the season is, right? I mean, some of you, maybe you're about to have a child. Maybe your kid's about to go off to school. Maybe your kid's about to go off to college and you and your spouse are about to become empty nesters. Maybe you have aging parents. Maybe you took a new job. Maybe you just moved into town. Or maybe it's something that's challenging for you. Maybe you just lost a job. Maybe you just changed your career. Maybe you just moved here and you didn't necessarily choose to. Or maybe, God forbid, but you've lost someone you loved and now life looks a little bit different. Maybe you've lost a relationship and life looks different. Either way, we believe that no matter what that transition is, no matter what the next season is, there are some things we can do now to get ready for what's coming up next. That, in fact, that's the little tagline we've used for this series, Pack Your Bags, how to prepare for what's next, both the known and the unknown. Because isn't it true? Some transitions, we can see them coming, but some of them we can't. And it's amazing how in life today, we're getting more and more information, just in general, but particularly about new experiences. Do you remember the day where you would book a vacation and your hope was that the reality of the vacation matched up with the pictures on the advertisement, you know? Like you're hoping that the cruise was as fantastic as it looked to be. You're hoping that the resort was as nice as they showed. I mean, maybe some of you just recently paid a lot of money to go to the Bahamas for a big music festival. Maybe you spent thousands of dollars on this and you're thinking this is going to be amazing and there's going to be some great bands and it's going to be this exotic, luxurious festival. I mean, why you put your life in the hands of Ja Rule, that's your own decision, but maybe that was you. And you got there and you realized, oh wow, this is a piece of bread, a piece of cheese, and a piece of bread. This is not luxurious five-star food. That's actually in the news right now, right? Some of you have caught on. That's the Fyre Festival. Not Fyre, F-I-R-E, but F-Y-R-E, okay? So that's how amazing that was. But it didn't turn out like everyone thought it was on the front end. And that's honestly, that's happening less and less in culture, right? Because of the information craze, because of social media, because of the beauty and the brilliance of some of these apps like Yelp and TripAdvisor or even Google Reviews, we can know so much more about what we're about to get into, right? I mean, my wife and I, honestly, we do not go to a new restaurant before we look at the reviews of the restaurant because they're so specific. You know, they're like, hey, order the burrito, it's delicious, but have them hold the tomatoes because it's just a little few too many tomatoes. And then you get there and you try it and you're like, wow, they nailed it. Or about resorts, I mean, they'll say, hey, specifically, we love the resort. It was great. Here's when we went. We just got back. Don't stay in room 212. The sink is broken. You know, I mean, you're like, wow, that's so specific and helpful. And everything now is less of a surprise because we not only see the marketing advertisement, but we can also see what did someone literally just experience? But life is not like that all the time, right? In fact, you might be entering into a new season that no matter how many articles you read, no matter how much information you gain, it can't actually ensure that you're going to do well in the new season. Here's just a couple of statements about transitions. Seeing what's coming next doesn't ensure success in the next season, right? Just because you know that it's coming doesn't mean that you're going to do well in the next season. Because in this case, knowledge is not everything. In fact, another way to say this is that seeing what's coming next doesn't ensure knowing what the next season will require. Just because you know what season is coming doesn't mean you will have everything you need to be able to get ready for that season. But the truth is, whatever season you're about to be in, whatever season you're about to move into, someone else has experienced it. Someone else has had an experience that may not be one-to-one like yours, because we're all different, right? We're all a snowflake. We're all unique. I was in kindergarten. I got this button that said, not I'm somebody, but it had a thumb on it. It said, I'm thumbbody, and I'll never forget it because it's so true that you are thumbbody, and you are special and unique, and you are one of a kind, and all that is true. But there isn't a lot of mystery in life. Honestly, if we were to line up our stories are all fairly similar. That when we move into a new season, that what we could expect is really similar between all of us. And even though you might know what's coming, you don't know everything there is to know about this next season. But just because you don't know doesn't mean you can't get ready for it. But because the truth is that someone else has experienced what you're about to experience. And someone else knows what you don't know. Someone else has already gone through the first year in college. Somebody else has already gone through a new marriage. Someone else has already gone through what it's like to have a first child or a second child or a third child. Somebody's already gone through what it's like for their kids to move out and what that's going to do on a single mom or a single dad or a couple that's now becoming an empty nest couple. Somebody's already been through what it's like to have aging parents. And just because you don't know doesn't mean you can't know. We can all lean on the experiences of others to give us what we need for that next season. So last week we looked inside the bag. We said, okay, we got the bag here. This is just a fantastic leather bag, right? It's so worn and this could tell some stories, could it not? And last week we said, hey, here's some things you need. You need some Listerine because breath, I don't know why with travel, breath just smells bad. We said Airborne is paying us hundreds of dollars for an advertisement. We had some deodorant here. You're going to need that. But there's other things you need, right? I mean, last week we talked about motion sickness. We talked about an anchor that you need. You need a charger. Good grief. Do you need a charger or do you need a charger? This is always amazing to me. But whenever I spend time around high school students, I always think a number of things. But one of them is that, you know this, when you're 16 years old, your brain hasn't fully developed yet, you know? So you make some unusual decisions. It's a little harder to get control of, to have responsibility in life, but you will never find a 16-year-old that is without a charger. I mean, they could have, their whole life could be wasting away, but they have their cell phone charger. God forbid they can't snap this moment that's about to occur. And so they keep a charger with them at all times. It's amazing, but that is something that you seriously need. What else do we, oh, this is interesting. We need a map, right? Wherever we're going, we need a map. This is like a relic, is it not? I mean, what is this? If you're under 30, you're probably like, wait, hold that up again. I've never, ever seen one of those. This is incredible. It's the entire United States and the map system. You know, I mean, some of you still print out your directions from MapQuest. I mean, that's amazing. This is a step behind that. But here's what you really need, right? This is what we all need, is that we need a phone, right? You remember this? This is crazy. I mean, honestly, like one day they're going to dig up our society and they're going to get to the iPhones. And there's going to be a complete ocean of them. And then you're going to get down here and people are going to be like, wait a second, what is that? This is incredible. My kids were in my work office the other day and they picked up the phone and heard the dial tone, which is not that frequency. I missed that. But anyway, they were like, why is it making that noise? And I'm like, I don't know. That's just what it does. It just makes that noise. I couldn't even explain it. They were like, I thought you lived in the past. I'm like, I did, but it doesn't mean I understand it, you know? Nonetheless, you remember the show? What was the millionaire show? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Thank you. Yeah, some of you were sitting on that one. Boy, you have been waiting for years on that question, but you were ready. Thank you. To the woman that just yelled that out. That is amazing. Yes. Who wants to be a millionaire? You remember what you could do. If you didn't know the answer to the question, what could you do? You got a lifeline, right? You could phone a friend. Now, it was always tricky because you wanted to call the right friend, right? And not the friend that didn't know his or her trivia very well. But what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about this. I just want to talk about this simple idea. And I say that because I recognize how simple this is. Everyone knows, yeah, you need people who have been through what you're going through so that they can tell you what you don't know about what you're about to experience. Of course. But that doesn't mean that we all do it. That doesn't mean that we take advantage of this cheat sheet, this cliff notes for life. So really, there's a couple questions for today. Here's one of them is, do we have the right people on speed dial? Do we have the right people? Do we have a relationship with the people who really know what we don't know about what we're about to go through? And are we willing to listen? Now, this is especially tricky for those of you who are moving into a new season of life where maybe it's a new season of life where you find yourself in love, right? That makes everything more confusing. All of us have literally lost our minds because we're in love. So if you're walking through a season now where you find yourself in love, you definitely need someone that you can call. Maybe if you're dealing with family members, whatever this new season is, you're going to be dealing with family members you haven't dealt with in a while. That's just naturally emotional. And because of that, you need someone who can speak in from the outside. You don't need more introspection. You need some outrospection so that people can help speak into what you're about to deal with. Some of you are about to move into a season where you're going to experience having to make some financial decisions that are going to affect you personally. And when that's the case, it's extra emotional. And it's in those seasons that are extra emotional that we need this more than ever. We need the ability to pick up the phone and call the right people. And I know what you're thinking right now. A lot of you are thinking, well, yeah, I got that. Good. Like, what else we got? Let's move on, you know? But honestly, I want to just camp out here for a few minutes for a couple of reasons. Number one, because I believe this is life or death. I thought, is that too urgent? Is that too emphatic to say it's life or death? No, I literally think it is. I think that the full life that God intends for you is at stake with whether or not you and I are willing to open our life up to other people. I also believe that this is so important for people on both sides of the equation. Some of us are going to at times be asked to speak in, and some of us at times are going to be the one that needs to seek someone else to speak in. And I think that there is so much potential that today holds because it's an all skate. It doesn't matter what you believe about faith. It doesn't matter where you are in life. All of us at some point in the next couple of days, next couple of months, next couple of years are going to be in a new season. And whether or not we're willing to open up our lives and invite other people in is going to determine how that season goes. We're going to look at this guy today who was a king. He's an ancient king, and he wrote a lot of poetry, actually. And some of what he wrote was captured in a book called Proverbs. This guy's name is Solomon. And the irony of Solomon is that when he was on planet Earth, people referred to him as the wisest man alive. And so you would think, well, the wisest man alive, he doesn't need other people to speak in because he's got so much wisdom in and of himself. But Solomon had more to say about this idea of picking up the phone and calling other people than anyone else from his time. And so we're going to look through a couple of statements that he made. The first one, just to begin with, it says this. This is in Proverbs 11, verse 14. He says, "For lack of guidance, a nation falls, but victory is won through many advisors." Now, I recognize that today you might not feel like that your whole world is dependent, is contingent upon whether or not you do this, but I believe it is. I believe that a huge part of your world, maybe your whole world, is dependent on whether or not you decide to seek guidance, to seek counsel, to reach out to advisors. But it all is on you. The ball is literally in your court. You get to decide, am I going to be a person who's open to the advice, the guidance, and the counsel of others? And Solomon says, if you are, then you will experience victory in your life. Doesn't mean that everything always is going to go well, but he's saying that the path toward the most full life is found through using the lifeline, calling other people, inviting other people in. And so if that is true, which I don't think anybody would disagree with that. I don't think anybody would belligerently say, no, I don't think that's true. I think you ought to just go with your heart, go with your gut, do what you think you need to do. Which obviously there are times when you need to. But what keeps us from inviting other people in? What keeps us from asking the question? What keeps us from soliciting this kind of advice? And so over the next few minutes, I just want to walk through a couple of the big excuses, I think. The big excuses to this question. What is it that keeps us from asking? We know we should. We know it would be better if we would. We recognize that we don't hold it all within ourselves. We don't have all the knowledge. But yet, something keeps us from asking. And so over the next few minutes, I want to just give you a couple of what I think are excuses for me. Of when we're lost, why don't I pull off and ask somebody for directions? Because I just don't. And I doubt most of you men do either. Some of you women might, but most of you men just don't. Here's one of the biggest reasons why. Here's the first one. Because we think we already know. Don't we? I mean, you're moving into a new season, and you just think, yeah, I got this. I get it. Our kid's going off to college. Okay, I understand that. It's not rocket science. We're about to have a baby. I just took a new job. I just lost my job. I'm moving into a new season of life. I'm moving. I've moved before. I got it. And we think we know. Solomon is going to tell us one of the most dangerous things that you can have when you're in the middle of a new season is the thought that you know. He says that should be an alarm to us. That we should ask even more for help, for guidance, for counsel. Here's the way he says it in Proverbs 26, 12. He says, do you see a person wise in their own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for them. How serious is this? It's as if in the middle of this statement, he has like a sinister laugh, you know? Do you know anyone wise in their own eyes? How foolish is that? And this is a man who wrote mostly about wisdom. He loves wisdom. He's a big fan of wisdom. But he says, hey, if you think that you don't need any help, that should be a sign to you that you're a fool, that you need even more help. The word here is pride, right? This is what pride is. Pride keeps us arrogant. Asking for the help of others assumes we're ignorant. No one likes to be ignorant, but being ignorant is always better than being arrogant. And so if you can choose, just choose to be ignorant. As I was reading about this, I ran across this story about Muhammad Ali, famous boxing champion of the world. He had just won the title, just gotten the belt, and he's on a plane. He's sitting in a big jet, and the lady, it was a flight attendant, walks by and says, excuse me, sir, I'm going to have to ask you to buckle your seatbelt. And he looks up at her and says, Superman don't need no seatbelt. Which is a classic Muhammad Ali line, right? And this lady's retort was so quick that evidently it's been written down, chronicled for dozens of years. She said, well, sir, Superman don't need no plane either. You can buckle up. Which I think is just brilliant. Hey, if you're so good that you don't need a seatbelt, why are you having to fly, huh? Answer me that. Riddle me that, sir. But the truth is that we all have an area of our life. Every one of us has an area of our life where we think, I don't need a seatbelt. I got it. I'm good. I know what's about to happen. You know what? Even if I don't, it's okay. I'll figure it out. I've figured it out before. For thousands of years, people have figured it out. And I'll figure it out this time. And if there is an area of your life where you think you know, or you think you don't need a seatbelt, that's probably the area of your life where you need a lifeline, where you need to pick up the phone and say, hey, I just want to get your opinion about this. I just need another set of eyeballs. I know the optics, but I need to know, what do you see? What pitfall should I be aware of? What danger is in front of me that I'm unaware of? In fact, I think that knowing that you don't know is the first step to knowing what you don't know. If you don't even have it within yourself to admit that there might be things that you do not know, you will never find out those things that you do not know. Knowing that you don't know is the first step to knowing what are the things that I don't know, what are the blind spots. And have you noticed that oftentimes the reason why we think we know, the reason why we don't ask is because we know what they're going to say and we just don't want to hear it? I mean, it's amazing how as humans, we have it within ourselves to act completely irrationally, but yet we do it in the name of logic. We do things that we know are bad ideas, but yet we convince ourselves that it's a great idea. And that in and of itself keeps us from asking for the advice of other people. If there is an area of your life that you think, well, I already know. Or if there is an area of your life where you think, I already know what they'll say. You probably have just identified an area of life where you need help. But again, it's your call. The ball's in your court. Nobody's going to make you. But if I were you, and what I've been praying for myself is that somehow God would let that be a siren in me. That when I think I know, or when I don't want to ask because I think I know what you're going to say, that should be an alarm that goes off to go, hey, pay attention. This is probably something you need to ask about even more. So that's the first one. Here's the second one. What keeps us from asking others? What about this? What about we're just too afraid to be honest? We're just too afraid to look in the mirror, as Andy talked about in the first week, and stare at what is actually there. There's something in all of us that keeps us from wanting to actually see where we are. And you'll never get anywhere that you want to be until you first determine where you are right now. Mark Twain said that everyone is a moon and has a dark side, of which he never shows anyone, right? We all have a dark side. Nobody wants to admit it, but the truth is that you're not odd because you have one. You're not weird because you have one. You're not unusual because you have an area where you're struggling. No, we all do. And the way life works best is when we have trusted advisors, people that we can be honest with, that we can show our weakness to, that we can show our struggle to. Because the truth is that when you pick up the phone to say, hey, I need to tell you, I'm about to move into this season of life that's going to require a bit more financial stability, and I got to be honest with you, financially, I'm kind of a mess right now. Hey, I got to be honest with you, we're about to move into a season that's going to be even more demanding for us in our marriage, and I got to be honest about where we are in our marriage right now anyway. Hey, I need to be honest with you. Our kid is about to move off into a new place, and I just need to let you in on where we are right now in that relationship. Whatever you need to be honest about, whatever that weakness is, it probably can end up being a strength for someone else. This is the way the body is supposed to work. You know, God refers to, through multiple authors, that our community as Jesus followers should be like a body. We have an arm, we have a leg, we have feet, we've got toes, we've got a head, we've got a mouth, we've got ears. And the hand would never say to the leg, hey, you're hurting, well, good luck, figure it out. No, the hand would say, grab the knee, it's hurt, let's help it out. And when someone else comes to your rescue, when someone else looks at you and says, hey, you're not weird, you're not odd, me too, I'm so sorry. When that happens, it actually creates an amazing bond between us, right? But if you're never willing to be honest, if you've never actually shared with your small group where you are right now, you'll never be able to experience that. Hey, we do small groups all the time around here. Look, thousands of people sit in groups every single week in people's homes. Have you ever been in a small group, those of you who have, where everybody sharing their story, and we go around the circle and everybody shares their story. Sometimes it takes weeks. And then somebody toward the end shares not just the G-rated version, but the full version of their story. And then everybody else goes, I didn't know we were going to go there. Could we reshare our stories? Have you ever experienced this? It's actually beautiful when one person says, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to face up to what's really going on. Solomon says that plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. That if you're unwilling to open up and say, this is the area where we need counsel, then you'll never experience the victory, the success, the joy of really being honest with people about where you are. So what keeps us from asking other people? Maybe for you, it's not that you think you already know, or you already know what they're going to say, or you're just unwilling to be honest. No, maybe it's something more than that. Maybe it's something super tangible, very practical, very, very obvious. But for many people, they just don't know who. Maybe you just don't know whom to ask. Maybe you're sitting here today and you're thinking, yeah, I know what area of life where I need a lifeline, but I literally do not know who to call. I mean, the people I work with, I mean, they are crazy. I wouldn't trust my life with any one of them. Or maybe you're thinking, the people in my neighborhood, none of them have it figured out. And so I wouldn't dare ask any of them. Or maybe you might even be thinking, you should come to my small group. It is like a circus. And I would not trust my life with any of these people. I don't know what your situation is. I just know many of us have at times had this thought, you know what, we don't know who to ask. So I want to just give you as bottom line, as basic info from Solomon as I can. Here's ultimately what Solomon said we should look for. He says we should look for wise people. Not the wealthy, not people who have a lot of power, have a lot of authority, or even a lot of experience. He says we should ask wise people. He says walk with the wise and you'll become wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. That if you just decide, you know what, I'm going to find some wise people. Maybe the beginning for you is that you start praying for that. You start praying, God, I need some relationships with some wise people. Will you help me cross paths with them? Would you help me be able to identify them? And if that doesn't help, I would suggest that you get involved in anything we're doing here. We don't have just a plethora of wise people, but I have benefited from some incredibly wise small group leaders, people that I've been in group with, people that I have rubbed shoulders with, served alongside of, mentor relationships that I have been in. And as you think through, well, what should I do? I think the answer for so many of us is, are you in a group? Do you have a mentor relationship with someone who can speak into your life? As you think about who that someone should be, here's a couple thoughts that we learn in other places, that we need to choose someone who will ask you the tough questions. They're not just there to lecture. They're not just there to give you a lesson, but they're there to ask the hard questions. I had a friend who I work with who actually was telling me about this situation. He's got this neck pain that has been debilitating. He somehow messed his neck up and he's just been walking around in pain. And he knew some older guys that he went to and he was hoping that they would pray for his neck pain. And before they prayed for his neck pain, he said, they stopped and they said, hey, could we just ask you a question? What do you think God is trying to teach you through all of this? And he was like, I didn't come here for that. I don't like that question. Let's just move on. But he said, the more he sat with it, the more he thought, that question changed everything for me. Because I started thinking, God, why would you let me walk through this pain? What are you trying to shape in me? And he would say it's helped him rely on people better. It's helped him have a better marriage. It's helped him in his relationships with people that he knew and that he trusted, but being willing to ask has been huge for him. We need the kind of people in our life that will ask us that kind of tough question. Hey, what do you think God is up to in the middle of all of that? Not only that, but we need people who have nothing to lose by telling us the truth. You need people who have nothing to lose by telling you the truth. This is one of the dangers of coworkers or even people that work for you, right? If they're financially dependent upon your success, they probably aren't able to give you great advice. But you need to figure out who are people in my life that have nothing to lose by telling me the truth. I've heard Andy say this for years, that we need friends that care more about the friend than the friendship. They care more about me as a person than our relationship. And if they do, they'll be willing to share the honest truth. And then we need people who are where we want to be in life. That you need to choose someone who's where you want to be in life. Just because someone is a consultant doesn't mean they should be consulting you, right? Just because someone has a lot of experience doesn't mean they should be advising you. Just because someone has read a wiki article does not mean they should be giving you medical advice, right? That we need people in life who have the kind of marriage that we want to emulate. They're where we want to be financially. They have the kind of generosity that we would like to have one day. They have the kind of health that we would like. They have the kind of professional career that we would like. It doesn't mean that everything's gone well with them, but even when they have fallen and something went wrong, they were able to get back up. We need the kind of people that have the kind of relationship with Jesus that we would like to have. That's who we need to ask. So what is it that's keeping you from asking others? What, is it one of these? Is it that you think you already know? Or maybe it's not just that you think you already know. Maybe it's that you don't want to ask because you don't want to hear it. Or is it that we're too afraid to be honest, or that you just don't know whom to ask? I don't know which one it is for you, but I hope you'll at least identify, I think that's the one for me. I think that is the excuse that I most commonly use. Because if you can identify what it is that's keeping you from asking advice, I think you have identified the very thing that might keep you from thriving in life. Because what keeps you from asking for advice is the thing that will keep you from thriving in life. If you can identify what is it that's keeping me from asking, then you've at least taken a step further in figuring out what you need to get over, the hurdle you need to overcome to be able to receive the kind of info you know you want to receive. So let me just ask you some pressing questions as we end. I know you're probably thinking, ask me some real tough heart-level questions. Great, I'll do that. That was what's next in my notes. To thrive in the next season, here's a couple of questions. Here's the first thing. What do you think you know? What area of life do you think I think I got it. Or what do you not want to hear? What don't you want to hear from someone? Whatever that is, you've just landed on what it might be that you need to ask about. Or where are you afraid to be honest? Where are you just not being honest in life? Who can you ask today, this week, to try to get some help with an area of life that you need it? Here's what I have learned in life. I'm sure you've learned this as well. Is that it's not really the knowledge that we're looking for, right? I mean, the truth is, there is a podcast out there that addresses your problem, right? The truth is, there is a book that has been written for you. The truth is, there's a message, there's a sermon, there's a TED Talk, there is information out there that you could gain that could change your life. But what we're looking for is not really more knowledge. Because if it was just a matter of knowing, most of the time we would have already done it. Now, what we need is we need a relationship with someone. It's the way we're wired as humans. We need someone who loves us enough to be honest with us. We need someone who is not going to put up with our excuses. We need someone who is going to be gracious enough with us to let us talk it out. We need someone who's going to be courageous enough to tell us the truth. We need someone that's going to hold us accountable to a decision that we've made. We need a relationship with someone else. That's what's going to change the next season for us. And so as we conclude today, my prayer is that not only would you find that relationship in God, that He would become your anchor, but that you would find that relationship in this community. That you would find that relationship with the people you're sitting around or the people you're in group with, and that you would be courageous enough to say, hey, I need to run something by you. Hey, could we meet next week? Because I've got something I need your opinion. If you do, If you're willing to seek advice, it might just change everything for you. So as you're packing your bags, as crazy as this might look, I hope you'll take one of these, because this is what we all need to be able to figure the next season out. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I recognize how simple this is for so many people. God, most people have probably already identified that, oh yeah, I've heard this before, or I know what this is about. But God, this might be one of the most glaring areas of life where what we know to do and what we actually do just do not line up. So God, I just pray right now for the people who have had an area of life pop in their mind, maybe for the people who have had another person pop in their mind, I pray that you would, as embarrassing as it might be, as hard as it might be, as humiliating as it might be, that you would give them the courage to take a step and to reach out, to get counsel, to get advice about what it is that they do not know about the season that they're about to enter into. God, loads of people here are going to be the ones that will receive the phone call, that are going to get the text, that are going to sit down at a table face to face with someone and be asked, hey, could I have your opinion about this? God, I just pray that you would give all of each one of these men and women who are going to be sitting in that seat, that you would give them a lot of grace, you'd give them a lot of compassion to be able to create a lot of safety, and that you would give them a lot of wisdom and curiosity to know what to ask. God, thank you for giving us your son, God. We just thank you that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And so God, I pray that today that this would be a day where we all begin with you and say, God, would you please help us? Because we don't know what we don't know. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your son, Jesus. And we pray all of this in his name. Amen. Amen. Hey, thank you so much for being here today. We'll see you this week on social media. If not, we'll see you back here part 3, part 4 of Pack Your Bags. You guys have a great rest of your weekend.